He is live on the scene in Berkeley covering the game for the Register Guard. Keep up with him on Twitter. Use the handle at Steve_Mims. Kind enough to join us. How you doing, Steve?
I'm good. I was just thinking about you, Steve. I was heading down the highway and saw Golden Gate Fields up to my right, and I thought I should go over there and put a little something down for Steve.
Actually, the amount of money I've lost at Golden Gate on my TVG account since I got here. Steve, I appreciate it. I don't think you could have got me even.
All right, well, I'm glad I drove by then.
I appreciate the thought. For some reason, from Ernie Kent's days and last year when they got swept, now, in order to defend this conference title, not a lot of room for error. What have the guys been saying about the trouble they seemingly always run into down there in the Bay Area, and, you know, how costly it could be this time around?
Yeah, well, the great thing is for these guys, they've had, you know, 2 years ago they swept, and last year they got swept, so they've seen both ends of it. And one thing that kind of this junior class that Bell and Burks and them hasn't done yet is have a split down here. But, yeah, they know that, you know, with 3 games to go, being one back of Arizona may lose to UCLA on Saturday, but I don't see them losing any others. So, basically, I think the way they look at it, there's no room for error in terms of winning the conference title, and that means you have to sweep down here, which they've only done once since 1976. Not that these guys know that. The history, like you say, of Ernie Kent and all that is foreign to this group. But it is something that Oregon's only done, like you say, once in the last 4 decades.
We talked about it earlier this week, Senior Day. You know it's the last home game for Dylan Ennis and Chris Boucher, but they've got another guy from Canada, Dylan Brooks. And while there's no way to know, just to kind of play the speculation game, you think he'll leave, you think he'll come back, or like I've heard some say, does it maybe depend on what kind of run they make?
It could. I tend to think when guys declare once and come back, they're more than likely to go that next time. You know, I think it's hard for those guys to come back once. I think when you declare, you kind of think you're going, and then when you get maybe not the grade you want, you come back. I think you figure out, well, you know, you do it again, you're kind of all in with both feet, I would think. So with both him and Dorsey, my guess is that their inclination right now would be to go, just because, like I say, they tried it out once, and if they do it again, I think they'd probably stay in there this time.
Talking with Steve Mims of the Register Guard, we got the small sampling of Dylan Ennis last year. He played, I think, the one game, got cleared for a sixth season. So there was a sense, I guess, coming from Villanova, he had great leadership qualities. But would it be safe to say, be it his three-point shooting, entire all-around game, that he's actually given them more than they could have expected?
I think particular in terms of getting to the hoop. You know, they don't really have kind of that point guard that gets the ball and takes it to the rim. And he's done that a lot. And he's even kind of done some reverse, you know, going to the left side type deal. So he's become kind of the guard who, if he gets the ball at the top of the key, you know, he's going to drive and see if he can get to the hoop. And if he can, he's had some pretty nifty finishing moves there. So I think that's kind of maybe the one part that's developed that they haven't had from that spot.
I want to get to when the season began. Casey Benson was a starter at point, but then it looked like pretty quickly the coaches made the change to the freshman, Peyton Pritchard. And, you know, Casey plays a lot more than 20 minutes. I think Peyton's about 27, 28. What do the coaches say, Steve? What do you see? You know, two guys who handle the ball, not really mistake prone. How do you like that kind of dynamic of those two?
Yeah, you know, there are some opposites there. So Casey's a lefty and Peyton's a righty, and you got Peyton, I think, it's a little bit more kind of quick up and down the court and kind of leads your fast break, whereas Casey's a little bit more the conservative, the guy that you know is not going to turn it over. And Peyton, I think Peyton likes the fact that you got two kind of different guys, like the one a little more up-tempo, one a little bit more conservative, and trust him in there at the end of games, and both of them kind of develop pretty good shots. So I think he can get some similar things, but also some opposites out of that position.
Now, tonight, Ducks are playing Cal, beat them by 20 here. And as you wrote, they did a number on Cal's Ivan Rabb, who went 2-10 from the field. Last year, it was the reverse. Cal won by 20. But what have you read? What are the coaches saying about what the Ducks might try to do to limit Rabb's damage again, because he's such an important player for them?
Yeah, you know, I think he was 1-10 from the field in the last one. It's interesting. You go back to kind of some of the bigs in this conference. Oregon's, despite not having a ton of bulk in the middle, they've been a pretty, you know, Jacob Poole never had a really good game in 2 years against Oregon. And, you know, and Rabb, we've seen, you know, last year he had 13 when they went down here. So they've been able to kind of, when a team that's just kind of one big guy, it seems like Oregon was kind of throwing some multiple guys at him, been able to kind of get him out of sync a bit.
Speaking of big guys, I've been borderline obsessed with this, the development of Cavell Bigby Williams. It's like at one point looks like he's coming along, then he doesn't get in a particularly lot of action. And I know there have been blowouts, but what are the coaches saying about how he's coming along? It seems like there's noticeable progress.
You are obsessed with him, first off. I think it does come up each time, but I think that you kind of reached a point to where you're not going to see a guy suddenly, go from 4 minutes a game to 12 minutes a game. But we've seen, in particular, a couple of games ago, he came in and I think he got 3 rebounds in 4 minutes. That was the USC game. I think they've realized that he's a guy who can come in. He's not going to give you a whole lot offensively, but he can block some shots and he can rebound. And, after they wore down against UCLA in that game, I think they realized that they need to at least, bring him in and, before a timeout and give somebody a blow and give somebody an extra minute or two on the bench. So I think we'll continue to see him in kind of couple-minute increments and, play 6 to 8 minutes a game. But I think it kind of, it's sort of one of those things by now you really say, we're not going to worry about a whole lot offensively. We know that's not there right now, but do what you do, which for him has been shot, box, and rebounding.
Let's wrap with this. You wrote about it on Monday, if the Ducks are to pull off this back-to-back like last year at UCLA and USC, that it's got to happen on the road. And they're only 4-3 in what you call true road games. But they've got a good defense, and we know they always finish strong under Dana Altman. How well suited are they to kind of, you think, win these three and keep that pressure on Arizona?
Yeah, you're talking about the three road games, but, one of them is UCLA, who's top 10, and Baylor's top 10. So, Colorado's kind of the only one that they really, kind of let go that they'd regret. But I think they are. Cal's tough. I think Cal's lost 2 games at home in the last 2 years. And like I said, they kind of steamrolled Oregon from the beginning last year, a good Oregon team. So I think tonight will be a big one. I think if you can get this one, you feel pretty good going into Stanford and obviously Oregon State to wrap it up. But if you lose this one, then suddenly do you go, well, the conference title's out of the reach and maybe come out flat against Stanford and it leads to another sweep down here. So I think if they win tonight, you like their chances of finishing up at 16-2 and then you wait and see if that's good enough.
He's generous enough to find some time on a game day. Steve Mims of the Register Guard on Twitter at Steve_Mims. Steve, really appreciate you hooking us up last minute. Enjoy Northern California. Travel safe and look forward to catching up soon, Steve.
Sounds good, Steve. Always enjoy.
All right. Take it easy.